Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Do it toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are invited to our website. Just go there, get interactive, enjoy the various features. Once again, freetalklive.com is our site. You actually get to control the content there. Should you find something online that you want to share with us and the rest of the audience, submit it as show prep. It then appears on the upcoming stories page where it awaits review. It awaits you going to vote on it. You can vote it up, vote it down, or ignore it. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and over at freetalklive.com. So go enjoy at freetalklive.com, and stuff obviously that hits the front page, the hosts of the show are more likely to see and talk about. The hosts tonight being Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
Marcus is here courtesy of BrainlessTales.com and PorkFest.com, one of your other projects, which I'm pretty excited about. We can talk more about that stuff as the show goes on here tonight. So, to start out, an update on a story that we covered, I don't know, a few months ago, out of New York City. And this really made for some great memes and internet jokes, the soft drink ban. It's a very serious issue, because people's livelihoods are going to be affected here. I'm no fan of people guzzling soft drinks. I don't think it's probably very good for your health, but it's your body. You should be able to do what you want.
Didn't that lady die in, like, New Zealand recently from drinking 2 gallons of Coke a day or something?
I don't know. It sounds believable, but I don't know if I heard the story.
You want me to look it up?
It's up to you.
I mean, I think people can die from drinking anything if they drink too much of it.
Sure.
Well, 2 gallons of any kind of soda. I'm not trying to single out Coke, which happens to be my favorite. Maybe Dr. Pepper. But, any kind of soda, if you consume that much on a regular basis. I mean, you know, one day of 2 gallon drinking, whatever. But, I mean, a lifetime? It's a bad idea.
So, the news is about the soft drink ban, which is not a total soft drink ban. It's a set of restrictions that have been handed down from the city council there, or whatever they call themselves, commission. I'm not sure what they call it in New York City. But the bureaucrats in charge have determined that you shall not have access to any kind of soft drink container that could be filled beyond 16 ounces.
Wow.
So you...
Does that mean 2-liter bottles are gone?
Well, I should clarify. This only applies to restaurants.
Okay.
So you can still go to the grocery store, and you can still get a humongous bottle of Coke there or something. But as far as, like, a fillable drink, like a soda fountain kind of a drink, mm-hmm. or something that you can order from behind a counter at a Taco Bell...
They can't have cups that are 24-ounce cups?
You could put water into those cups, but you would not be allowed to fill those cups with soft drinks.
I thought you said that they couldn't have containers that could be filled.
I'm sorry. I'm just waiting to... let me make it clear.
I'm just trying to figure
it's
it out.
It's only be filled with soft drinks.
Okay.
But it's probably not going to be the case they're going to carry a 24-ounce cup if someone has access to filling it with a soft drink in the restaurant.
It makes sense. There's a restaurant down in Sarasota, Florida, and I'm sure it's a chain restaurant, Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue, and they give these giant red cups of whatever beverage it is that you order.
From behind the counter? They're filling it up behind the counter?
The waitress brings it.
Okay.
And I think that really what it is it's a convenience. They don't pride themselves on their hoity-toity attitude there. Like, let's be 100% clear.
Barbecue place.
It's a barbecue place and a darn good one. I make sure that I drop by every time I go to Sarasota. But, these big red cups, they make it easier on the server because generally one does not finish the beverage that's in the cup, so you don't have that situation where the server, gets a lower tip because somebody says, she didn't fill my cup fast enough.
Well, unless you're some people. I mean, there's a gentleman that lives here in New Hampshire that actually is a sponsor of Free Talk Live, and this guy drinks so much soda, it's incredible. I went out to eat with him. The server brought us he finished his first drink before the server left. Like, after the server brought the drinks.
Yeah. And the Osborne can put down a...
Oh, Jason Osborne.
Can put down a diet soda, like you wouldn't believe.
He drank so many sodas that at one point the waitress came back with 4 sodas at once.
Yep.
He didn't ask for
just
4 sodas.
Him.
Yeah. Just... And 2 of them with no ice.
That'll put it into this guy.
Need a whole new container of syrup after he's done with that. So the update here is What about the coffee drinkers? This is something that was not really identified as the initial concern with the sugary drink ban. Because, again, it's over 16-ounce, sort of fountain drink style, not going to be allowed in New York. And
so what does this have to do with anything? What about the water drinkers? They'll drink water.
Water's fine.
Well, some of these places water down their soda so much. I mean, what's the difference?
What's the difference between coffee and water, or decaf at least, decaf and water? I mean, it's brown and it's hot.
You could have sugar in coffee.
You could put sugar in water, but
Very few people do that.
I don't live in a world where
We're talking about the New York City government trying to take care of you, okay? And they're really concerned. Not so concerned about people adding sugar packets to water. They're concerned about you and your coffee habits. Now, you do drink coffee, Mark.
I drink the decaf.
Marcus, coffee drinker?
Oh, yeah. Drink coffee every day.
Morning, get up in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee.
That's my...
How much?
It's my favorite drug.
You make your own?
Oh, yeah. It's like a little ritual, you know? It's like, oh, I get up, I grind the beans in my little grinder.
It totally is a ritual.
I have a, you know, I have a really cool, it's
one of those push down.
No, not one of those. It's a, I'm forgetting the name of it. A percolator. It's all metal.
That takes forever. Okay.
No. This is a fast percolator.
All right.
So, I mean, but it's fun. It makes all the sound.
Percolating.
Oh, yeah. It's fun, you know.
Book.
Yep.
Is this caffeinated coffee?
Oh, yeah.
And what's the quantity that you make?
Well, I typically will drink 2 mugs of coffee
in
the morning.
Describe this mug to me.
No, it's a normal mug, but
like
I don't
a 12-ounce mug?
I suppose, but okay. I don't say 2 cups because a cup isn't really normally a mug full. A mug is usually more than an actual cup. Like the measurement on the coffee maker is 4 cups, but that just makes 2 mugs.
Now, a standard mug is a 12-ounce mug, correct?
Standard coffee mug.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are both coffee drinkers, so be aware this could affect you next time you're in New York City. According to the New York Times, call it the coffee conundrum. What to do when new sugary drink rules come between a harried, half-awake New Yorker and a morning cup? Come Tuesday when Michael Bloomberg's ban on the sale of large sugary drinks goes into effect. After months of public debate over the measure, its impact on beverages like soda will be clear. No more jumbo colas. But coffee drinkers... and those who pour them are likely to face a thicket of complications as varied as the lattes, macchiatos, and Americanos on a Starbucks menu.
That's very good, Ian. I know you had trouble with those words because you don't order those things, and I am proud of you.
Customers at Dunkin' Donuts...
What is a macchiato?
At Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's can expect to add their own sugar packets and flavor swirls to large and larger coffees. At other cafes, some will be given 1 lump... or perhaps 2 in their coffees. Those seeking more will need to visit the condiment stand. Starbucks regulars will at first see no change at all.
I want to talk about Starbucks and their naming of their cups. They've got several names for
like
cups.
Large and grande.
They don't have any normal names for cups.
I don't participate in their naming scheme.
Yeah, right. they'll ask me what size, and I'll say mid-sized. And
yeah. What are the names?
They're like Vente. Grande, I don't know, tall, I believe is the small, and...
They all sound big, though, right?
Right. I have no idea. I mean, you know, maybe the small is just a shot of espresso. I have no idea what it is, but, you know, I'm not going to learn. No. I'm not learning new names for medium, thanks very much. And mid-sized, and then they say, they'll say whatever it is, grande. Is it a grande? And you're not going to get me to repeat it. No. And I'm like, whatever you call medium. And I look at them right in the eye because I don't want to play your little marketing games. Thanks very much.
Yeah, I don't drink there very often. And the very few times I have, I didn't really experience them and any feedback from them on that. But maybe it was because it was more of a highway.
So we've just scratched the surface of what is going to be required here for coffee to be delivered to you if you live in New York City. Coming up very soon, these regulations go into effect on Tuesday. That's next week. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you live in the city. You want to share your thoughts, or you don't have to live in the city. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options? They are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You bring up anything you want, toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
More about the coffee regulations going into effect in New York City. These things are going to affect a lot of people. We'll share them with you in moments, but first...
Well, the Shrine of Female Listeners, we have started a sponsorship there from Savory Scents, and there's a contest. Anybody who enters the contest by simply submitting a new picture to the Shrine of Female Listeners has the opportunity to win some candles. It's a gift basket from Savory Scents. You can go see their banner right there and click through and see the store. As a matter of fact, if you want to do any purchasing at the store, you can use FTL2013 as a checkout code there. So, the only qualification for entering a picture in the shrine is 2X chromosomes. Go on over and get entered. And frankly, there haven't been a lot of entries for the shrine over the past few months. So, better chance of winning this gift basket. That's all you got to do is take a picture.
But you also have to show that you're a Free Talk Live listener.
That's right. It has to be a validated picture, and that means that you have some kind of indication that you listen to Free Talk Live.
It can be simple. It can be like holding a sign up to identify that you're a listener. The most recent submission, which is, I think, is Taryn Lupo's daughter, she's wearing a Free Talk Live hoodie. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
You could show off your tattoo of Mark.
Creepy, but would qualify. That would really be creepy. So Mark, I would expect only you to have a tattoo like that.
That's Ian's joke for the month.
I got you with one last night, too.
What was that?
I don't remember. 855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. And if you're in New York City and a coffee drinker, which is probably a fair amount of people, I mean, that's probably a few million people. What is it? 15 million people come into the city during the day or something like that?
I'd heard a number like that, yeah.
Yeah, so. That's a lot of people this is affecting. Now, when people heard the news about the sugary drink ban, everybody just thought, oh, that's sodas. That's going to be bad news for soda drinkers. You can't have something over 16 ounces. But turns out coffee drinkers also need to be concerned. According to the new rules that come into effect on Tuesday, Michael Bloomberg's ban on the sale of large sugary drinks will result in Starbucks regulars seeing no change at all at first. Then they might find a raft of them waiting one morning. Some large drinks will be affected, others not at all. Yolanda Rivers, age 30, was drinking a medium iced coffee in a Dunkin' Donuts near Times Square. She says the whole point of buying coffee is just you get it and go. It's just going to be annoying. You see, the city's new regulations regarding coffee hinge on delicate calculations about milk, calorie, and sugar ratios.
Wow. Now, I used to go to Dunkin' Donuts now and then. The one thing that they are not good at is delicate, calculations. They would just grab that cup and a spoon. They would just spoon that sugar in like there's no tomorrow. Spoon, yep. Sugar everywhere, Now, I don't drink sugar in my coffee anymore, but when I did, boy, they just shovel it in.
Yeah, that's it tends to get a little on the sweet side. And I used to put sugar in my coffee, too, and just someday, some point or another, I just lost the taste for it and prefer my coffee, black now.
Yeah. Now, unlike sodas, which will max out at 16 ounces, cups of coffee larger than 16 ounces can still be served as long as the barista adds no more than 3 to 5 packets of sugar. Now, the limit depends on the size of the drink. And once the drink is handed over, customers can then add as much sugar as they want. None of the rules apply to drinks that are more than 50% milk, however, because like lattes, for instance. But because the city considers milk a valuable source of nutrition. So as long as there's enough milk in the coffee, then you can have the barista shovel as much sugar in there as you want to.
Can you see these cops with their mobile unit outside the coffee shop?
Testing?
Yeah, and they're sending in some undercover cops just to get some orders of some large coffees.
That sounds ridiculous.
It sounds ridiculous, but they're doing it. I mean, they've got every kind of police imaginable in New York.
They have the cigarette interdiction squad.
They're going to have coffee police.
Oh, yeah.
None of the rules apply.
You can't have rules and not enforce them.
Oh, yeah. There is no limit, by the way, to the number of Splenda, Equal, and Sweeten Low packets that a barista can pour in. So you can have as much aspartame as you want in your coffee, but sugar, can't have that. The city says the rules are simple. As Samantha Levine.
So what?
City spokesbureaucrat Samantha Levine says, quote, this will have no impact on a large cup of Joe unless more than 4 packets of sugar are added. Real sweet tooths who want even more sugar can pour in as much as they like themselves, unquote.
Now, I could see somebody even just buying 2 small sugar coffees. Like, put as much sugar in there as you can. I'll take 2.
Yeah.
Right? Just buy 2 small.
Just so they don't have to spend the time popping the lid off.
Yeah.
And Given some coffee sellers' uncertainty over how much sugar and milk is in their drinks, however, compliance can be a tricky game. And different companies appear to be interpreting the added sugar rules differently, perhaps to circumvent a predictable kink in the morning coffee routine. As baristas ponder how many packets of sugar are allowed in different cup sizes, the line of frustrated customers will no doubt grow. While the regulations stipulate that servers can add a limited amount of sugar to coffee, Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's will no longer do so. They're so afraid of what could happen, whatever the fines are here, and I don't know what they are, but whatever those fines are, Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's do not want to even deal with it. So they're just going to change their policy entirely and remove the entire service aspect of giving somebody a cup of coffee.
That's amazing. I mean, this is exactly what people don't foresee happening when they talk about this kind of ridiculous law enacting. They'd never imagine that, oh, I can't go buy a large coffee at Dunkin' Donuts and they won't put sugar in it for me.
That's right. You cannot ask for that anymore as of Tuesday in New York City. So, service, out the window. I mean, normally it's nice to have somebody make your drink for you. That's kind of nice. I mean, some people enjoy being able to control those things.
Sure.
So, but, you know, having that choice is always a nice thing for a customer. So customers will have to add the sugar themselves from their condiment stand at Dunkin' Donuts and with the packets on the side at McDonald's. Cheryl Forsatz, McDonald's spokesman, says our focus is on customer service and making sure that our crew know exactly what to do to comply with the ban. Well, let's be honest, Cheryl. Your focus is on compliance first and then customer service because, like most business owners, you're scared to death of what the government will do to you. And how do you push back against something like this in New York City?
Especially for these chain restaurants. I mean, there's not many places they can go to hide, right? They have all these Dunkin' Donuts all over the place. If they don't make it, you know, across the board, they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, because somebody's going to screw up. And if there's a, you know, interdiction squad, the coffee interdiction squad out there doing sting operations, they're going to get caught at some point.
Yeah.
So a Dunkin' spokeswoman said the company had developed this policy after consulting with the Board of Health. Dunkin' has tried to reduce the inevitable confusion by handing out small flyers at cash register titled New NYC Regulations, What They Mean for You. The flyers explain that while lattes and small coffees are protected, drinks like hot cocoa, frozen coladas, and larger coffees will be downsized or desugared. You can't get hot cocoa anymore.
Oh, my God.
You're going to get sugarless hot cocoa?
A little pamphlet that says, hey, Bloomberg says go F yourself.
Yep. Am I going to put my diaper on, too?
Don't give him ideas, Marcus. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on the new sugary drink restrictions coming into play in New York City. Come on.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up anything. Do it toll free. 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
You can join us online. We got a webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, you can also interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. So drop on in and enjoy. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. It's all totally free. Free State Project brings you this show. That is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Except no imitators. There's only one Free State Project, and it is an incredible success. We're coming up on the 10-year anniversary for Porkfest, and Marcus has been the designer of note behind the brand new Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, pork as in porcupine. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest.com, looking great, Marcus.
Thanks, yeah. It's been a fun project to work on. We did a logo for Porkfest 10.
Porkfest X.
Yes. So that logo, it's just like a one-time thing, you know. There's only one Porkfest X or Porkfest 10, right? So I worked with the organizers, Mike and Vanessa, on the logo. And then I did the website design. It was a lot of fun. Still adding things to it. There's still more to add, but... it's going to be a really, really great pork fest.
Registration is open now.
Yeah, it's open now. You can go and register. You really want to register now. You want to get your campsite at Rogers or at a local motel or hotel now because we're expecting record numbers of attendance this year.
It was a record last year.
It was, and I think it's going to be more this year. So get registered now. For the Porcupine
you
Freedom
don't Festival. Want to wait for this. I mean, because it, just like with the Liberty Forum, you don't want to be in the hotel down the road because it's more fun in the actual location. Same thing with Rogers. You don't want to be in the hotels down the road. Although, you know, if it's popular enough, your hotel may actually be full of Liberty people, so it might not be too bad. But generally, it's nice to be on the campground. That way, you know, if you have a few too many or something, it's not a problem to stumble back to the campsite or hotel room. room if necessary. And that has happened a time or two at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Let me see if I can recall the dates. The 17th through the 23rd?
Yeah, that's right.
Of June.
Of June, yeah. And it's a great time to come to New Hampshire.
Beautiful.
That is when the days are the longest. We have the most sunlight during the end of June. So it just makes for a fantastic time. You have to be prepared for all kinds of weather.
It could rain. Could be cold.
Could be very cold. Could be
cool.
Hot.
At night.
No, it's been cold at times at night, yeah.
You are in the upper, you know, northern.
I don't know what you mean by cold.
Well, cold for June. It's
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
that's what we call cold in June.
Let's just say the Free Talk Live hoodies sell very well at the Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you should have a light jacket.
Yeah.
You know, leave the parka at home and the snow boots.
No, I agree. So it's a lot of
fun. New Hampshire. You must qualify the term cold.
Don't miss it. You don't want to miss this. I mean, every year you don't want to miss it, but this one more so than the rest of it.
It's just going to be so much fun. It's the greatest event of the year. I really look forward to it every year. I go for the entire week.
So do I.
I will likely head up on Sunday. It starts on Monday.
Doing it early
this
year.
I meant to last year, but some stuff happened. But, yeah. It's worth being there as early as you can. But if you can't, just go for however much time you can go for, because you'll have a blast.
If it's just for the weekend, well worth it. Yep. Well worth the time, the rental of whatever car you need to get from the airport to up there, because it's a 2.5-hour drive or something like that from the airport to get there. So it's a bit of a journey to get to Lancaster, New Hampshire.
If you drive through New Hampshire to get there, because you can actually go up through Vermont, which is beautiful, but the drive through New Hampshire is just stunning.
Through the White Mountains.
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
Porkfest.com, you will enjoy it. If you haven't been, and if you haven't, and you're still doubting it, just go and talk to some people on like the Free State Project forums. They will tell you all about it. Anyway, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. And again, freestateproject.org is the main Free State Project website, so don't forget to go by there and sign up for it if you haven't yet done so. It's a movement of 20,000 people to focus their activism in one place so that hopefully ridiculous things like what's going on in New York City, ridiculous bans and regulations, will never come into play here in New Hampshire because we have enough political capital, enough activists on the scene to stop stuff like this. It's not that way yet. We're getting there. We're actually, liberty-minded people are actually winning elections in New Hampshire, which doesn't really happen anywhere else. But there's still some bad stuff going on here. You know, we haven't turned the tides to liberty yet. We're only 5% of the way towards our 20,000 mover mark. Now, there are about 14,000 people that have signed up for the Free State Project. About 1,000 of those people are actually here now. So of the 20,000, we're only at about 5% movers, and we're already having a tremendous impact, but they're still status, and they're still stating, so there's a lot more work that needs to be done. Now, in New York City, things are bad, and they're not getting better. The New York's Board of Health is going to be imposing their sugary drink regulations coming up on Tuesday, and according to Dunkin' Donuts, as well as McDonald's, they're just no longer going to be adding sugar to people's drinks.
This is just so ridiculous and absurd. It's one of those things that 10 years ago we were probably all making jokes about when the smoking bans came around. We probably said,
next thing you know.
Yeah, next thing, exactly. And we were probably joking about it. And here it is. Reality, right?
So, according to the story here in the New York Times, they're saying that other sugary drinks that are not coffee, like hot chocolate, frozen coladas, and larger coffees, will be downsized or desugared. So you will no longer be able to get a 17-ounce hot cocoa. Everything will be 16 ounces or less. Workers at the chain have been trained to answer questions about the ban and gently inform regulars that their favorite drinks will be unavailable by Tuesday. Jared Feldman, a Bedford resident who had witnessed many similar exchanges over the past week at his local Dunkin', said, "Shock and dismay are not uncommon reactions. They all go through stages of grief." Meaning the customers.
No, yeah. I mean, it's a stage of grief. There's no doubt about it.
Then there is Starbucks, which interprets the rules as saying baristas can add sugar to large coffee drinks as long as the customer asks first. The city says the amount must be limited. Rather than spending money now on reprinting menus and retraining baristas, the company is waiting to make changes while officials gauge the response from city inspectors and the outcome of a pending lawsuit against the rules filed by the beverage industry. According to the spokeswoman for Starbucks, she says a majority of our drinks fall outside the ban, and we're not expecting to make any immediate changes for next week. So a typical grande beverage at Starbucks is 16 ounces. Venti sizes and above will be affected. Many popular espresso drinks like caramel macchiatos and pumpkin spice lattes would be exempt from the restrictions because they often contain a lot of milk. But Starbucks is unsure of how to measure the milk content of the popular frappuccinos, which are about 60% ice. Independent coffee shops have also not been immune. At Cafe Angelique in the West Village, Robert McConkie, the manager, said he had to eliminate most large sizes of cold drinks from the menu. Large flavored iced coffees posed a special problem because of the sugar in the flavored syrup. The cafe decided to continue selling them, but only with the syrup on the side. So you get to add it in yourself now. Do a little extra work for your sugar. The way the law's worded, he says, there's plenty of ways for us to get around a lot of them. It just seems so ridiculous. And I totally agree with that assessment.
It is ridiculous, and it's actually sad. Life is about enjoying yourself. And, you know, the small things add up to be the big thing, which is an enjoyable life. And for some people, one of those small things is having a nice sugary coffee in the morning from their favorite, you know, place that they go to. And it's really sad that that is going to be stopped by the government, all things.
It makes perfectly good sense. If you consider that the government's moving more towards socialized medicine every year. I mean, there was a time, maybe it was 100 years ago, when, you know, you had to pay for the necessities and luxuries of your life. And if you wanted to live longer, you paid for better medical care and that kind of thing. Well, now people have come to the opinion that they can vote themselves better medical care. So now everybody's health is everybody else's business.
It's a huge problem. And maybe we can dig a little further into the implications here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Also, you're welcome to share your thoughts, especially if you live in the city or work in the city. How's this going to affect you? For
it's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free. Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit easyarmor.net. That's the letters EZARMOR.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZARMOR.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
So does anybody out there listening tonight actually think that what's happening in New York City with the sugary drink restrictions, which is not just going to affect soda, as we've discovered here, it's going to affect coffee, it's going to affect hot cocoa, Culottas or whatever other name brand, Frappuccinos, things like that, these are all going to be affected by the new regulations coming into play. Who thinks this is a good idea? Someone must support this. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. That's toll-free brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-FREE.
Well, let me take the other side of this for a moment.
Please, yeah, go ahead.
So we can look at Prohibition, which occurred in the early part of the 20th century here in the United States, and we can see that we went from, according to the PBS special on Prohibition, we went from a culture where men, especially, would drink beer for breakfast. They'd drink beer, watered-down beer, but, you know, young men would drink beer all day long. Old men, everyone would drink beer. There's a quote from an Englishman visiting the United States. Now, I want you to consider for a moment the culture of drinking in England. To have an Englishman claim that the United States was full of lushes that drank to celebrate, drank to mourn, drank to work, drank to play, drank for every reason under the sun, for them to say that must mean that this was, in fact, a nation that drank a great deal. Now, after Prohibition, we saw some unintended consequences in the consumption of alcohol. For instance, distilled spirits consumption went way up, but the consumption of alcohol on a daily basis by the average American decreased. Now, we know that sugar is, in fact, a poison for humans. I mean, the science is becoming coalescing on this issue. It's becoming more and more clear that sugars, especially in quantity, is not good for you. Sodas, sugary sodas, are the easiest way, the largest amount of sugar that we consume on a daily basis here in the United States. And I think that New York is simply trying to get ahead of the curve here. And, you know, perhaps with a ban of, say, 10 years, like Prohibition was, we can break the specter that is sugar in America.
Is it true that people after Prohibition drank less often? Is that actually true?
As best I can tell.
Perhaps that guy that wrote that when he visited America was just in an Irish neighborhood.
I don't know. Yeah, the Irish had come over by then. That could be. As I understand it, it was relatively common. Okay, so one had to finding fresh water, which at one point didn't just mean water that wasn't seawater. It also meant water that you could drink.
Yeah.
It was not necessarily easy. So there were all kinds of things that one did in order to freshen up the water. You would boil the water to make tea or coffee or things like this. You would also, brew, coffee or beer and wine and these sorts of things so that you would have consumables that you would prepare your beverages. Even the wine was sort of watered down, and people would drink that all day long, too. So, you know, as I understood it, it would be – it's interesting that the teetotalers were able to get the kind of traction that they got. And, you know, bars were the center of activity at that time. Yeah, I think that it's true. I think that, that in fact, alcohol consumption decreased post-prohibition because of what it did is it broke a culture of alcohol consumption. If you can find contrary information, I'd be interested in hearing it. But, you know, I'm not saying it's good for that reason. I just think that it was a culture.
But it's really juxtaposed of what it did for hard alcohol, liquor, right? Because liquor consumption went up drastically.
Absolutely.
Because of prohibition, because it was easier to transport, and during prohibition, everyone was drinking hard alcohol, hard liquor, whatever you want to call it, because it was easier to transport. And then after prohibition was done, well, people kept drinking it, and those levels have very slowly been diminishing over time.
Like over decades.
Yes, yes.
They've been diminishing, and that's a true statement, and it's interesting, and one would really have to ask the question, what are the consequences of liquor versus beer? And I find, at least for my life and watching other people's lives, that liquor is a dangerous substance compared to beer or wine.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you can take in more in a shorter period of time.
There's a big difference.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. Sure.
So, you know, the argument you're making is very utilitarian, right? That
well, after all, you're just sheep to me.
So the idea being that, you know, if it is in the best interest of...
By the way,
Thurston Howell III.
Actually thinking of, I can't believe the president, Woodrow Wilson voice.
Did he talk like that?
I have no idea, but he looks like he would.
Oh, I see. Because every time I ever hear, you know, audio from back then, it always sounds sped up. Because, I don't know, the recording methods they had. You ever notice that? How there's everybody's voice sounds really tinny in those old...
This is what we got to do here.
Right.
And America!
Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea.
Right. So the utilitarian argument is that, well, this was good for us in the long run. Us meaning everyone over time. Things have been better after Prohibition, so
but this
therefore...
This was an unintended consequence, by the way, because... It was intended that prohibition would
go on forever.
But,
yeah.
I mean, it stopped within a period of time. I mean,
because no one stopped drinking. I mean, very few people actually stopped drinking.
The consequences were more dire in the sense of crime in that way. Now, some might say that the crime went to the street from the home to the streets, but there was also. In conjunction with this, I believe that there was a bit more of a. The acceptance of spousal abuse at that point, that's what my belief is. So when you combine an acceptance of spousal abuse with alcohol consumption, then there can be problems there. Also, everyone who's consumed too much alcohol knows what it's like to try to get yourself up and go to work the next day. When the husband's the breadwinner and the alcohol drinker in the family, this can be, this can be a problem. You know, it goes out and ties one on and has to go to work in the morning, back when people work 6-7 days a week.
Yeah. So I agree with Marcus on this. I mean, really, even if it's true what you're saying, that, you know, public health has been affected in a positive manner by prohibition, even if that's true, and I don't know if it is, because I think Marcus brought up a good point about hard liquor, and that's a huge killer slash, you know, herder of people.
I think I brought that point up ahead of time.
But I agree, you know, that the point is that your life should be about being happy, and freedom is really important, is a really critical factor in, you know, your level of happiness. And if making yourself happy means having a drink at night or enjoying a coffee in the morning with a few sugars in it, then you should be free to make choices like that for yourself without having to beg any government bureaucrat's permission or feel like you're jumping through a bunch of hoops in order to do it, because freedom's important and liberty matters. Because what is the point of life if you can't live it in the way that you deem most fit? Then you're just living for someone else's dream. You're just a part, a tool. You're just a cog in their system, their, you know, glorified vision of what they think the world should be. And that doesn't give you any choice. And I think that pulls all the meaning out of life.
It also doesn't address in any way what the prohibition was an education program before it was a government program. So if prohibitionists had taken about attempting to educate in other ways, you know, besides like Hatchet Annie going in and bashing up bars and stuff like that, but if they had attempted to educate people and more, I mean, they did educate, but
like is done with cigarettes, for instance.
For instance, cigarette consumption has diminished. You know, what would that world look like? We don't know, because the prohibition world was the one that was had. Would the changes have occurred anyway with the you know, with communication and the technological advances that had occurred? Would I tend to think that the government can make changes more quickly simply because it has the ability to use force, and that's you know, a way that it goes about doing things. Now, that force always has unintended consequences, which often are negative, but you know, I mean, I think you can go about doing these things without using that force.
I think that it all boils down to a person's perspective of whether they prefer freedom or if they prefer control. And some people, like ourselves, we prefer freedom. But there are a lot of people out there that prefer control. And that means that they're willing to be controlled in order if they can just control some other people.
Yeah.
And
it's a big sadomasochistic pile.
And those people do not, like, you know, they do not treasure freedom. Even though there are certain freedoms they probably do, they don't see freedom as a good thing. They want control.
And I guess it really has to do with, like you were saying before, Mark, having folks adhere to some sort of vision for what good health is, so that they can, you know, be maximized, so their taxes can be maximized over the years, so their contributions to the system can be maximized. Because, you know, this is all supposedly for people's own good, the idea being that they will then live longer and, what, pay taxes longer? I mean, is there really that much value to a longer life if you're not enjoying it?
I don't think for the government there is a value to longer life. There is, however, a detriment to medical bills.
855 450 free. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next. Guantanamo update coming up.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 25. 23. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.